Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast for October 17th, 2008. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Today was a very interesting day in history. Albert Einstein left Germany and came to the U.S. Al Capone was sent to prison, and the movie The Way We Were with Barbara Streisand and Robert Redford opened in theaters. And talking about interesting, here's today's health news. According to a study in the journal Biological Psychiatry, the loss of even one night's sleep can trigger key cellular pathways in the body that cause inflammation, with inflammation increasing the risk for heart disease, arthritis, diabetes, certain cancers, and obesity. A good night's sleep is vitally important. The study notes that the physical and psychological stress brought on by a grinding work schedule plus school and social activities are keeping Americans up at night, and it is very unhealthy. Add to that how grumpy my soon-to-be hubby gets if he doesn't get his 8 hours, and you can truly appreciate how serious lack of sleep can be. And talking about sleep, a study in the journal Sleep found that verbal fluency was compromised in people with insomnia, and that these specific alterations in brain activity can be corrected, and you don't need drugs to do it. You just need sleep therapy. Interestingly, the test subjects whom were sleep deprived, though less fluent, produced more words to get their point across than those with enough sleep. I guess the moral of the story is, think before you speak, and if you're sleep deprived, that is a real problem. And when we come back, we'll look at heavy snoring and the risk of stroke and how insomnia can cause decreased sensitivity.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic at 781-942-7121. Now back to the news.
According to a new study, heavy snoring is an independent risk factor for increased risk of early atherosclerosis of the carotid artery in the neck. The buildup of plaque in the carotid artery is the leading cause of stroke. The study recommends that people that snore should have a complete vascular risk factor assessment. And then, there is, of course, the risk factor of the spouses wanting to kill them for keeping them up all night. And for our last sleep-related story, we look at how lack of sleep affects the ability to sense temperature changes of the skin. A study was performed to determine whether elderly people whom were sleep-deprived were able to sense temperature changes in their skin when they laid in bed. Insomniacs were less able to determine whether something was too hot or too cold, and lost the ability to even determine if the temperature change was uncomfortable or not. The concern, of course, is that if they cannot determine whether something is too cold or too hot, they may not dress appropriately based on the situation. The average participant of the study was 65.8 years of age. A positive finding during the study was that heating or cooling of the body, regardless of whether the person could sense it or not, actually improved their sleep. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Feet have 500,000 sweat glands and can produce more than a pint of sweat a day. With that kind of sweat-producing power, it's no wonder that your gym shoes have a stench that can peel paint. Additionally, men usually have much more active sweat glands than women. No surprise there. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.